Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand. Through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Volvo. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Morning, happy Monday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush. On Early Break, I have to admit, I laughed on the way out of my house this morning because it was brighter than it's been all year so far. We talked about this last week where Bill is not happy until June 21st. I could have golfed at 5:30 on the way out of the house. I could have been golfing somewhere, no problem.
Didn't need a flashlight.
And I think about Bill and just the agony of driving into work today.
Sunshine.
And what's going through his head. When most people are happy,
he's having
we think
trouble.
About Bill. His headset issues.
He's having trouble. Okay, now.
Here. Okay, he's struggling with the headset, but yeah.
I like to use the original.
The plane is having a hard time getting off the ground.
I hear you just fine. I hear myself just fine.
But good morning.
I'm trying to get the agony of Bill out there, but he's got more agony with the headset situation right now.
Well, someone brought
there
in
we
their,
go.
Someone brought in their own set. Their own headset.
Yeah, I see the problem, Bill. Are you okay?
Gotta be able to focus at all.
You're good.
It threw me off. Yeah,
you got it.
All of a sudden, we were out bringing our own headsets in. I didn't know that. No one sent me a text on
one. You missed the memo on that one, Bill. You missed the memo.
You got
your
this.
Own headset in right there.
You got this, pilot.
Yeah, if we can do this thing. Jake, real quick, I know you're working on a golf tournament this weekend, but I got a lot of texts already today about our golf tournament. What? People stopped into Jim Ager to sign up, and they didn't have a sign.
Don't do this to it.
Well,
this is not the time.
After today, I can focus on it today.
Okay.
I cannot
so
help your friends or breakers out.
This is not the time.
Maybe in a couple days when I have...
Okay. We'll refocus on
recalibrated as a human being again, because I don't know if I'm a robot right now.
Maybe next week.
Okay, the Ager family had reached out to me. They had a lot of breakers stopping in to sign up for the tournament. So we'll revisit that next Monday.
Yeah.
Next Monday.
I'm fine with that.
Next Monday, we'll revisit that. Okay. Get ready, breakers.
We have a lot of public appearances to think about. So
we do.
Philman's.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
June 25th, packed house. It's going to be a sold out.
Beyond sold out. Phil went overflow. Number was 72. We're at 92.
Wow.
I got a phone call. I might be 100.
Really?
From Phil.
Really?
I was with Bolt on Friday. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Playing in a golf tournament. Now, Bolt invited me on behalf of Stevens and Smith and NEBCO, two advertisers of the station, so I happily obliged to play with Bolt. We had a great time.
Bolt is your friend, Bill.
Yes.
Bolt is from Pender.
Bolt's from Pender. Like I said, just him and he was on one side, Gavin Glare is on the other side, and it was just two bookends.
Mayhem.
It was just mayhem. It was.
Mayhem at the quarterback.
Yes. Meet you at the quarterback. Yeah. Roll call at the quarterback.
Bolt got down his stance for Jake.
He did because he had a hill.
He had a hill.
Yeah. That's why he did. Yeah. That's why he did it there.
He only had to go down about this far, about this far to get his hand down. Then Jake had to help prop him back up.
Kind of did. Yeah. He just fell down the hill. It was all right.
So you were on the team. Who was on your team?
We had James from NEBCO and Corey from Ready Mixed Concrete, who sits out here once a week.
Yeah.
Corey from Ready Mixed Concrete. I felt bad because this is a Friday tournament, and Corey had a phone call from a client that needed some help right away. So he had to leave after nine holes to go take on. And this is right about, I don't know, 2:30. Like, you're thinking, I'm checking out for the weekend. Yeah. We'll play nine more holes of golf. No, he has to leave the course to go on the job site.
That's how Ready Mix does it.
And then we lost James also. So me and Bolt became a two-man scramble the last four holes.
You and Bolt.
This is you and Bolt. All right, Jake.
And we birdied four holes in a row, and then we struggled to close. We played par five straight. We had a really good four-hole stretch there. Just us two. The four-man scramble became a two-man scramble.
Man, so that was Friday?
That was Friday.
Where was the location?
This was at Highlands Golf Course, Northwest Lincoln.
Oh, I like that place.
Yeah.
Yes. That had to be a lot of fun. I bet it was fun guys out there.
It was. That tournament was a blast.
Yeah.
And those guys like to have a good time, if you know what I'm talking about. They do more in libations than myself.
Did you have libations?
I couldn't keep up. I didn't even try to keep up.
Wow.
I told Bill I had one beer yesterday. That's it. One singular beer Sunday.
Did you mow?
Nope. I mowed on Thursday, so I'll have to mow in the next couple of days.
You're an animal. You're an animal.
I only had one beer. It's not an animal.
But, I mean, just your whole weekend. You're an animal.
He's doing a lot. He runs the station.
Today will be a busy day.
Today is an Amon Green tournament.
We have the tournament's at 11 o'clock. If you signed up and forgot, yeah, here's a reminder. 11 o'clock tee time, four-man scramble at Wilderness Ridge.
Okay.
Registration opens about 9:30. I will leave right after the show ends to head down there. Swim will be there because we'll have every show on the air from 9 to 6. He'll be setting up the drive from Wilderness Ridge. But I look forward to seeing all the golfers and how this tournament goes today.
Are you heading out?
No.
Bill's got things to do. You've got things to do.
Everything's kind of set up for the day.
Yeah, I do too. That's
the mower. That'd be Farley.
Oh, it's the mower? Or it's the vacuum cleaner?
That's where my head's at right now. It'd be the vacuum cleaner. I'm thinking about mowing. I'm thinking about golf. Vacuum cleaner.
It's the mower.
I got a text right now from Bill and Bennett who said, you sent me a picture of the Breaker's Delight jerky bag from Smoking Gun. He said, I just had a bag. This stuff is awesome.
Oh, good.
We named the jerky here on Friday. He enjoyed his bag of jerky from Smoking Gun.
Good. Yeah, it was good.
I think we got all 30 bags sold, by the way.
Really?
We had 30, all 30 sold per Joe. Smoking Gun Joe.
I'm telling you what, Joe's doing a heck of a job over there.
He really is.
He really is.
Joe,
this is idle chit-chat.
This is?
We're right now. Full-bloom idle chit-chat.
Yes. And you wore another shirt.
We have a situation here.
There'll be an interview you'll read about tomorrow that was...
that we were not told about. We tried to pry it out of you.
There's not.
We got two police officers right out here.
Yeah, what's going on? Bank robbery?
We had the bank robbery a couple months ago. I wonder if they're still following up on that. Probably are, heading over to the bank to see. Excuse me. Sorry, running a little late here.
A couple months late.
But we had that bank robbery.
Slow wheels of justice.
We get there, though.
We should have went over and stopped the bank robbery.
Middle of the show.
All of a sudden,
you see Bill running. You see Bill run down the street.
Who's inside right now? There's four. They got the tellers. They got the president. They got four guys robbing the bank, and then the stool's in there, too, somehow. For some reason, Jake Sorensen.
Why is the stool here?
Simple and Bill Wisher in there. Trying to stop this thing. We're in negotiation.
We're making some progress, too, we think.
Yes.
No. And I don't have an interview today.
Are you
sure? This shirt I wore yesterday. I mean, it's not. No, I'm not.
Did you have an interview yesterday in that shirt, though?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
We have to ask, because this is a couple times this has happened where we were told, I'm just dressed up normally. And then all of a sudden, hey, interviewed Trey Taylor. Interviewed Dominic Raiola, you know? interviewed Matt Rule. On
I am
the,
dressed up.
He did the Rule one on us. He got that one.
No, I'm not dressed up. I'm dressed normally. I got just a normal day, just a normal work day.
That's I can't stop is. Thinking about the bank robbery. Because just thinking about there when you're in the movie in the scene like that, you know, when everyone's on the floor, everyone's down, and everyone's kind of looking at each other, trying to see if they can whisper to each other. I could see us three trying to figure out
cracking jokes.
Yes, hey, look at the lady over here.
Come on, get over this way. You got this covered. Come on. Jake.
That's very good.
That's almost as good as your bird shit.
A very loud whispering. Jake, we can hear you, idiot.
Hey, you three over there cracking jokes.
Your whispering's not very quiet.
We can hear everything
dummies.
You're saying. We're going to separate you guys. We just like in school when you get separated. All right. You sit over there. You three separate.
They're going to blow your head. Stay down. Does Trixie know you're here? Did she get her chickens? Shut up. Shut
Stay
up.
Down.
There wasn't a bank robbery.
We're putting ourselves in the situation because
there
why
was
not?
No bank robbery. Okay. They're not investigating.
But if there were, that's how we would act,
there.
Though.
That's how we would act.
Just making sure that's clear for people.
There's got to be a tunnel out of here. They put us in the vault. Do you know the combination?
Jake trying to hear the tumblers to get us out. All right. Hey, you, Sorensen, open up the vault. Hang on. Three left, two right.
I'm trying. Give me some time.
Jake would hands would come up.
Jake would crash out.
Bank robbery. That's our role.
We hope we're involved in bank robbery.
No,
we should not say that.
Anything from the weekend for Idle Chit Chat for you guys?
Bill?
We know Bill Sip was busy.
Boy, it was one of the... talk about nothing. No, it was a big wad of nothing.
Whoa.
No. Purchase day, I had to make a quick trip.
Wait a second. You went to it somewhere.
What's that?
Remember you took your truck somewhere.
With the dresser.
That. With the dresser. He did that. Had some work things to do along the way. So that was kind of a busy trip. Yeah, but that was a nice, it's a classic of just so get up there, and my nephew was there, Bo, and we established that it was cherry
up
wood.
Up there.
We had dropped this off. Cabin. At the end of the day, I finally got to my cabin, and so that was about.
In Pender.
No.
Not even close. No. And we've never even said it was in Pender.
So, where's it at?
In Northeast Nebraska.
You can't say?
No.
It's hidden.
No, but it's cherry wood.
Okay.
With dovetail woodworking on the drawers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It weighs probably with drawers in 300 pounds. 300 pounds. Yeah.
But your nephews?
Yes.
They were able to handle this.
No. It's just me and Bo.
How heavy was the one that I moved for you or with you?
I'm gonna say that one's probably about a solid 180, maybe. Okay. It's heavy.
Almost double the weight here.
Yeah, this
you
was double.
Start thinking about
well,
your
think
back.
About it. It was 12 drawers. Yeah, this one was
that's
four.
A, that's different.
Yeah.
You think about your back?
I do. I do think about it.
Think about it. I mean, we're getting to the age now where we don't do that stuff as well.
I agree with that.
We don't.
You don't try to show off either. It's not a time. Not a time to show off.
Like Bo, see that, what struck me one time when I was moving was Trixie's son grabbed a TV. I said, okay, we'll probably need three for this TV. He's like, he just looked at me and picked it up.
He's like, go away, old man. I got this.
Wow. That's
I'm just trying to put myself in a spot. If he picked it up by himself, you need three people. Said, we got this with
just
one.
Young people. If like you're in your 30s, a dude in his 30s could do a lot more.
Yes.
You know. I was a mover once. You know that.
I do.
I worked for Allied Van Lines for a couple summers. Mover.
Thanks.
I did.
But anyway. Yeah, so I got nothing.
You also killed a muskrat one time, too.
Yeah, I had to. I mean, it was my boss said.
At the county fair. Right?
No.
The county fair.
That was the fairgrounds.
Okay, well, okay, we're not
fair
that far off here,
the
then. The fairgrounds.
The fair was not going on.
It wasn't like during the, like in a tilt-a-whirl or nothing like that. The muskrat was not.
It was right by the grandstand, and it was dying a slow death. And my boss was an ex-Marine, hardcore, and he always was trying to get me to be a tougher guy, you know? And he gave me a hammer and said, kill it. and all the guys gathered around. The grounds crew is about 7 to 10 guys, depending. And they all gathered around, and he said, hit it on the head. You got to hit it on the head. And
approximate age for you here was?
16, maybe 15.
Have you killed a muskrat since then?
No. And
That's it.
And I'll never forget it as long as I live. Right when I was dropping the hammer on its head, he looked at it. The muskrat looked up at me, of course.
Of course.
And it sticks with me to this day.
This is haunting you.
Yeah. I can still hear the crunch of the skull in my head. Hey, Jake,
I don't know how you couldn't hear the crunch. Yeah, I'm with you.
It had to happen. I mean, he was dying right by the grandstand. I mean, we had to kill him and get him out of there. Yeah. Is what it is. I mean, it wasn't pleasant. There's a lot of stories.
Poor muskrat. R.I.P. the muskrat. Yeah. I had a slow weekend, too. I don't really have much to report beyond just getting ready for the golf tournament today. I don't think there's many things in this life that annoy me more than, though.
This is good.
Yeah.
Saturday morning rain. Maybe Bill feels differently because you love rain, but here.
Why is
it? Especially in the summertime. So, you know, we have the work week and you're trying to enjoy the summertime, enjoy the weekend. Well, I get up and it's raining from 8, you know, from 7 to 10 a.m. on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Kind of ruins the vibe of the morning. Want to go out? We had some pictures. Scheduled. That I definitely did not schedule at 8:30. They got moved to 4 p.m.
Who
so
would
I had to
have
wait the whole
those?
Day for that. Elizabeth got this. Yeah.
Now family picture?
Did now she schedule on Facebook
now Marketplace? That was the story itself. We went into some very...
sketch?
I'm not going to say sketch, but just shy of the Round the Bend Steakhouse in Cory Oaks over by the South
for
Bend
family
exit.
Picture?
It's a pretty good drive for a family picture.
I agree, it was. And the pictures were fine. We were just in very tall grass, so I was doing a constant tick check yesterday to make sure I didn't have any ticks crawling up
itchy?
My leg. Well, the grass was itchy, so yes. So I was thinking, is this from the grass? Is it from the ticks or bugs biting me? I don't know.
This is priceless.
We were in tall grass with Scotland for 45 minutes, though, and it got hot out there. I was sweating.
Was she visible to the cameraman?
Yes.
She was. Yes, she was.
How old is Scotland now?
Real quick.
She's 14 months.
Wow.
Real quick.
Yes,
when,
Bill.
When Elizabeth scheduled this, did she say, we'd like to do this somewhere a long ways from home and we'd like to be in some high grass? Was that the first high grass? I've never heard that before in a photo. We need some high grass.
We'd like to be an hour away.
The pictures are great. I think they will. The placement was odd, I thought, a little bit.
Going, no, we got to be careful.
Driving that far to pictures.
Did you stop it around the bend?
No, I should have.
Yeah,
we're gonna get Jake.
We did drive to Louisville to the Good Time Saloon for a beer after the picture.
Good.
That's a great place, isn't
but that's
it?
That's a long ways away. That's about 15 minutes away or 10 minutes away. Versus Round the Bend was a minute away from where
that
we were taking pictures.
That sounds fun, actually. You had fun, right?
We had a lot of fun. It was hot though.
Hot and in Lee.
I started getting pretty cranky about halfway through because I thought some of the poses were getting a little ridiculous.
The poses doesn't sound like you had a lot of fun.
I was like, there's nothing.
Sounds like zero fun. The last time I've heard you have fun is when you were doing your bank robber voice. That was fun.
And it wasn't real.
It wasn't real.
That was really a good voice, though.
I think she could probably.
Start to rotate to the right. Bill, shut up.
Shut up.
God, for God's sake, shut up.
Just keep your voice down.
It's called the whisper first.
They're going to shoot one of us, and it's going to be me because of your talking.
I believe the photographer could tell I was getting agitated.
Nobody
in the world has ever been in this pose ever. I feel like I'm doing yoga
over here.
What was
the pose?
It was incredible. Now it's probably trendy stuff, and I'm not. This is no slight to the photographer. This is any photographer trying to be, current, trying to be trendy. Yeah. I'm like, who in the world walks like this? Who stands like this? Who,
right.
I'm like, I can't even bend my neck that way to get you to look the way you want me to. If I look like
idle
I'm in pain,
it's
because I am.
It's taking a turn.
It's really good.
It's really glam shots. Yes. Glam shots.
Yeah, I'm going to look very uncomfortable
in
half of
them. Did
she
bring any sort of costumes for you to wear?
No, she brought a blanket to sit on, though, in the tall grass.
With ticks.
I can't wait to see this.
Yes, I can't wait to see this.
As of right now, I don't have any ticks I have seen after 2 days after the shoot. So.
And rain, cold. And yesterday was very chilly in the morning, too. That was awesome. It was. It was a great feeling.
It was that way until about, I don't know, 5 o'clock, and it finally warmed up and we got the sun.
It was chilly. You're right. You're right.
We finally saw the sun at like 6 p.m. yesterday.
It was, which was annoying.
Yeah, I took one time we had family pictures, and then me and Trixie broke off and did one, and it was a total glam shot And I kept it because people still make fun of it. It's unbelievable. We're like laying down.
You can get in some really awkward situations.
Oh, it's really awkward, but it's funny. I mean,
did you have your shirt off?
No, but I had a big collar on. I might bring it and show you. You'll freak out.
Was it unbuttoned?
People who see it now are like, God, you were a player.
Yeah.
it was a big collar. And yeah, I had hair. It was amazing.
You still have hair. But,
you still have hair. Looks good.
You're getting haircuts. You have hair.
You're getting haircuts.
Looks good.
Covered up today with a hat, but
put on a hat.
Jake, I'm sorry.
Don't feel sorry. I'm not trying to say that was a horrible experience. It's just when you see random photos across the internet of people in pictures, I'm sure they felt the same way. Like, what are we doing? What is this pose? Yeah. Nobody in their right mind has ever thought to sit or stand or walk like this.
Scotland will laugh. She'll be 18.
No, we have to see this.
We have to see
this. I will.
I need these photos.
I'll show you the most awkward one saying, yeah, look at this pose. And again, this again, not a shot at the photographer. I think every photographer does this. All of them.
They have to.
So it's an industry thing I'm taking a shot out
right,
here.
Right, right. No, but, you're right.
Like, if I was telling you guys to take pictures, line up, you'd say, excuse me, what? With this pose? I can't even turn that way.
Could you do it, Bill?
No.
I don't know if you could.
No,
or not.
No, I wouldn't be able
could
to take
could you have done it at 30?
I'd be about 3 minutes in and I'd be right through it. It'd be worse than Jake. The eye rolls would be a lot.
I had eye rolls. I had some size going on, too.
I don't know if you could do it.
The only
or not.
Chance that could save me right now if I had to do something like that would be if Jake was with me and was doing the bank robber voice behind me.
Bill, spell. Get it. Come on. You got it. Keep going. You can't stop yet. What is wrong?
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Session. We paid for this.
Just in my ear. You paid for this. What you're doing now, you're paying for it.
You can't get your money back at all. You drove an hour. to lay in wet grass.
It wasn't wet at that point, thankfully, but that would have been horrible if it was.
These pictures are forever.
You stopped by Copple Chevrolet.
And When I went to Good Time Saloon, yes. After the picture shoot, I did drive by right by Copple Chevrolet and Lewis. But I was actually less than a block away.
Block away. Just what you are.
If I had a baseball, I could have thrown it right at the window.
Yeah don't do that.
I didn't do that, but I could have.
It's a great town.
You like Copple. Do you still have your dealer plates on? Yeah.
No.
You're good?
He's a proper man. He's got his stuff figured out.
You mean like in transit?
Yeah.
Is that you meant? Not dealer plates are a way different deal.
Are they?
Yes. In transit's going on. Yes. It's never as much fun when you have those because that means you had to pay. And that's never as much fun.
Right.
When you go get your plates, that's never a really fun time.
Last thing, quickly, idle chit-chat. Not much to discuss because, pretty much at hand. The Thunder beat the Pacers 123-107. That series back to 1-1 going to Indiana tomorrow.
Very predictable.
Yeah, that would have been one of those easy bets, I think.
I agree. It would
have been an easy bet. Who was more happy, I thought about this, that the Pacers won the first game than the NBA?
Oh.
It's like, okay. Oh.
If it was a chance at seven games?
Chance of seven games, maybe at least six. Make it somewhat interesting,
got your
maybe.
Attention. Yep.
Made it somewhat interesting to have that thing play out. I watched, I did watch some baseball, and I was kind of shocked on
intentionally?
Something. Intentionally? Intentionally. Well, world, I mean, college baseball.
Regionals.
MLB, no. That's a hard no.
Regional.
No. The, but Florida, I mean, Oregon State was up last night 13-3 in the third.
Okay.
And the finish 14-10.
Oh.
I want to know how long this game lasted. Oh, imagine the third inning, and there's been, it was 13-3. There's been 16 runs scored in the first three innings.
Florida State.
Yeah.
Came back.
No. Oregon State held them off.
Oh, they held on, but Florida State came back.
Yeah, came back. Yeah.
Didn't win.
Made it interesting.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, made it that's interesting. So, yeah, I'm excited about the I think this year's, what do you want to call
TWS?
It?
TWS.
The field is incredible.
So we got Arkansas, LSU.
Yep.
Oregon State.
Oregon State's in. The only team that we don't know yet that's going to be in yet is going to be Duke and Murray State.
Yep.
Okay, UCLA's in.
Arizona's in.
Arizona's in.
LSU is in.
LSU
right,
is
Arkansas,
in.
UCLA made it.
Yeah. Right. Yep, UCLA.
Sorry. You got Louisville?
Yes.
Louisville.
No, okay. No, we don't.
Louisville's in.
Yeah, they're in.
I like the, like you said, the last team we know, Murray State or Duke, the likely Cinderella of the tournament.
Bill, didn't you say last week that the two best SEC teams to get in would be LSU and Arkansas, and voila, there they are.
There they are. So it's going for a fan base.
He watches baseball.
when Arkansas shows up and LSU shows up, those two teams alone will fill Omaha.
LSU being there is fantastic in Arkansas. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's,
and I like the balance. I like the balance that there's some West Coast flavor in there.
Yes. There's a couple things here.
I'm serious.
Thankful for that. I mean, in the end, Ohio State obviously wins it all, which was good. But Oregon was number one all year. So that was a good take by the Big Ten getting Oregon in. Same thing with UCLA. That's the lone Big Ten team alive. You don't have a UCLA. You have the Big Ten with a big donut.
Yeah.
And so that's a good deal.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag. If you need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you, 738 Ag runs the whole show. Custom application included by Joey Robinson.
Robinson. Texted Joey yesterday.
Robinson.
He was in town for
He
was in town for baseball with his son. His son's an incredible baseball player. Probably, definitely Division I. Just imagine what level of Division I that he goes. But he is a Division I baseball player.
Major League.
Could be MLB. He's that good, out of Bertrand. And so he was in town. We didn't get a chance to connect. We had a couple things because Joey said, he goes, probably a little late notice because he texted me at 11 o'clock on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Hey, you around tomorrow? We had a couple things already booked up at that time. But, yes, he's crushing it. And this rain has helped a little bit. Gives you a little bit more free time because you can't be in the field. So it gives him a little bit of time to get down here to watch his son play, which was very, very cool. Where they played it out, though, I don't even know. If things got rained out. A lot of games got rained out yesterday. To see how that goes.
738ag.com, our sponsor, Idle Chit Chat.
Oh.
We finally have some clarity, I guess, on payment in college sports. Schools, Claudia Wilken finally agreed to the decision on the deal between the NCAA, its most powerful conferences, and lawyers representing all Division I athletes. This is from CBS Sports. Wilken approved the NCAA versus Howe settlement this weekend, all of which claimed the NCAA was illegally limiting the earning power of college athletes. So I guess we have some progress. We've moved forward in some capacity this weekend. Also, $2.8 billion in back damages will be paid out over the next 10 years. If you were an athlete from 2016 through now, you will receive some sort of payment from the settlement here, or from the situation.
Some more than others. Right,
I don't know how they're even determining it.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't either.
How does it seem like that's a big part of the story?
If you go back and you stop and think, okay, what would Joe Burrow have made in 2019 in NIL deals? I mean, just millions upon millions of dollars. So, and then, but then to say, well, you know, another non-revenue sport probably doesn't do that. A player from that. So I don't know how that they're dividing out by what they think your potential earning was. I don't know. But, you know, I said upon a lot of research last night and today and all day on Saturday also, is it's just one of those deals where, like I said, it's progress, but I don't even know if it is progress. I really don't even know because look at the, like I said, they determined the NCAA was limiting what they could earn.
Right.
So now what are they doing again? They're limiting what people can earn, and they're still
going to attempt to.
And they're going to be they're going to have this committee, the new clearinghouse, which is going to determine what is legal and not legal. And I don't even know how that's going to work out.
NIL go.
Yeah.
So it attempts to dictate who determines fair market value on NIL deals.
So what would they
think about that for a second? Just think about what I just said. How do you determine fair market value for dozens and dozens of players?
Because everything is different. Everyone's different at different places. Your value is only one thing. It's kind of like in real estate. What's your house worth? What's someone willing to pay? Right. That's all it's worth.
So how
actually, it's worth way more than that. No, it's not, because no one's willing to pay for it. So that's how it works.
So when you say lawsuit, that'd be a good example. Someone's going to try to pay a player $500,000 more, and they're going to be denied by the clearinghouse, and they're going to say, okay, you can deny us, but we're filing lawsuits.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be one thing after another. There's people just lined up, and it's all because of one reason, which we've talked on this show, which has been well talked about everyone. There's nothing been done with any sort of collective bargaining. So nothing's going to hold up. When there's collective bargaining, this doesn't happen in the NFL. They have collective bargaining agreements between the players and the owners, pure and simple. And so now that you don't have that, it's not going to be, it's not a great situation. I thought something was interesting. I read this other ESPN article, which I thought was just kind of fun to, we talk about what sports are like. They selected Alabama.
Okay.
They talked to the Byrne, the athletic director there. And it didn't go over his skis too much, but he said, you know, the interesting thing was, is give me an example. Football made $26.4 million, basketball $5.9. Everyone else lost.
Mm-hmm.
Women's basketball lost $4.2 million. Their expenses were $262 million, and they had $234 million expenses. But the deficit for Alabama is $28 million this year.
Okay.
So they have a $28 million deficit, and then also you got to take another 20.5 out of your own budget. And the point is, it's just
that $50 million.
That's when you start talking money, when you start talking about all these programs, and now they just eat up money.
Mm-hmm.
How long do things get to survive?
What do you mean?
Other sports. You know, I think Stanford's at 36 or 38, somewhere at 30. How do you hold up?
How do you do it?
And someone says, well, you have to hold up. I get it, how great it is. But after a while, you have to pay for them. And it's just, like I said, it's just going to be that hole to fill of that $20.5 million,
mm-hmm.
can you imagine what that has done to, 85% of the universities?
Yeah, and many of we've said it before, but many won't have $20.5 million.
Yeah.
They just won't even have it. Yes. They'll have some of it.
Yeah. Right? And this also gets back to what players are making now, and then the haircut they have to take next year.
Yeah.
All of a sudden it's going to be, hold it now. How can my value, because guess what? My value has been determined at this. So now you're telling me, how do you change my value so I can get this? So it's going to be absolutely crazy talk. But I did do a little bit of research yesterday. And when this thing went down on Friday and it was signed, the collectives had until 11:59 p.m. to finalize everything.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. They had 11:59 p.m. Mm-hmm. He goes, if you try to backload stuff, then that's not technically legal to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the end of it. And then you have until July 1 to pay it.
Mm-hmm.
So this, remember, talk about front-loading contracts.
Mm-hmm.
No one's sure what exactly was going to hit. When it hit,
so some guys got a shot of money.
Well, shot of money, or the conversation is right now, what's open? The baseball portal is open. So you had until Friday at 11:59 to cut your deal with another team or whoever else it was going to be with.
Okay.
After that, technically, you have broken a rule, and so there's that was interesting, very very interesting. How fast that had to happen?
It's you sent us this article, and yes, this decision transforms college athletics and how it operates, and it pushes it near a professional model. That's what we're going towards, right?
Yes.
It's ultimately it will result in that. I think there'll just be forces that try to delay it as much as possible. And then we'll be having these conversations over and over, right? Yeah. As lawsuits come up, the next thing, the next thing, the next thing.
The numerous people I talked to just said that most of the lawyers involved in this heavily, which you read on every article, are like, just buckle up. Because there's a lot coming
down. A lot of lawyers are going to get rich.
The chance that this is how it's going to be is not. Because in the end, a lot of it has been, remember, talked about that, guys, we have to agree on this. Everyone, how's that work usually in real life?
Doesn't.
A handshake. Everyone, hey, here's how we're going to do it. We all agree. No. Everybody agree to it. Here's how we're going to do it. But there's no actual laws against it. Then that won't. So, hate to, I mean, it's not like grim death, but some things got solved and a lot of things didn't.
It doesn't have to be grim death. The NCA is still operating a business based on the principle that its labor force isn't technically labor. Athletes are not employees of the school, but that's what we're going toward, right?
If you don't get to that, yes. Jed Fish's conversation about this was really good about the same thing. If they are, then you do collective bargaining.
That's the next thing.
Then you get to agree on everything. Until you have collective bargaining, you have nothing. You have nothing.
At that point, is it professional at that point?
We're pretty professional now, right now. So I don't think that really. Like, yeah, we're as professional as you
get. It's near. It's, yeah.
Yes. The part is, like you said, is you heard Mike Krzyzewski say, he goes, let's stop on this couple words that make no sense. That's student athlete. Let's stop on that.
Ouch.
Because they're really not. That was always the big thing. The student athlete.
Yeah.
That's not really how it is right now. In all of these aspects, nothing, you'd never hear anyone talk about making sure kids get into school.
You never hear
stay
it.
Stay there, get their degree. This is what college is about. That's not what's being discussed
right
now.
It's not what's being discussed, but there's still kids that go to school.
Absolutely.
And they care about
it. Yeah, absolutely.
Like we've talked about, it's not like every kid that's playing football in college right now is just trying to get a bag.
Yeah.
There's guys that don't think about that.
No, all over the place. Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, there's others, though.
The percentage you're going to get paid is, and there's just a lot of different models out there. I think if I didn't see this right, but Trev Albert said they're going to fully fund everyone at A&M scholarship-wise, which means they're going to fund 105 scholarship players. Mm-hmm. That's expensive. Wow. And they're going to fund every sport fully, which means tennis, men's and women's golf, all those like that. That's in the millions
that's
and millions of millions of dollars.
Not everybody can do that, obviously.
Yeah, not everyone can do that.
What if Nebraska can do that?
I believe.
How many schools can?
Yeah, I don't know.
Question I would ask.
I'm under the understanding from this, what I've heard, but you have to ask Troy Dannon this, but I'm under the understanding that Nebraska is going to stay the same.
I think so.
That they're going to fund 85 and have, then you can have 20 walk-ons.
Yeah.
And then you still have your 105 like that. I also did hear that the grandfather clause is in, which means you have to tag the current players. And then it's not just that easy. If you tag someone that's a freshman, then they're basically tagged throughout their career then. So they can be there. And so if the number is still going to be the number, they're getting to that's happening. That's over. They're getting to the 105. And if you want to bring more walk-ins, because weren't the walk-ons just majorly down this year? Because there was none.
I don't think they recruited.
So if you want to bring a bunch of walk-ons in next year, you want to have some that have the potential to be in that group of 20.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you can't tag a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
If you do that, and all of a sudden the number's still like at 130 this year, now it's going down to 122 next year, and all the way down to that, then you can't bring in new players, new walk-ons in, because like we're already above our number.
That ship has sailed.
Yeah. And so it'll be interesting how many people that Nebraska ends up carrying. It'll be some hard conversations of, you have to have somebody on that roster. It's like, we think this guy definitely within a couple of years is going to play.
Ah.
He is going to, he will be on the field.
Those are hard conversations. I'll tell you what it means to me is going to these camps. What you see is a lot of great players, good players or good to great players who will not get a scholarship now at a place like Nebraska because it's, you know, you're down to 15 scholarship players, pretty much. And I think wouldn't you say that's all across the country?
Well, they're not changing scholarship numbers, though. It's 85 is 85.
But because of the portal, they're not recruiting as many.
You're talking about
true freshmen.
Okay, yeah. You didn't say high school. You just said scholarship players.
High school players. Yeah. Well, I was at a camp. They're not. There's good players I see that will not in the past would have gotten a good look. Now you just got to move on because you just don't have room for them anymore. It's amazing. There's good players. I'm not going to name them. They just don't got a. They're not going to get a shot. Because just do the math. If everybody's limiting their incoming freshmen to 15, that's 200. Is that 270 players about? Something like that. Think about just in terms of receivers. I mean, you're just getting down to, you got to be really good to get a scholarship now. Really good in the Big Ten. So you're just going to turn away players that used to get opportunities. Ain't going to happen. Not in the Big Ten. Not if you're trying to win the Big Ten.
No. So I guess some sort of progress this weekend. Like you guys said, there's a lot of layers still left to go on this.
Is there progress?
I don't even see it as progress. I really don't.
I mean, Claudia Wilkin approve it.
I don't see it. I guess the progress is now, yes, there is.
There's approval here.
Because they're going to say, you know what? Yeah. Progress, yes, but this didn't solve anything. Right, no. So we need to keep – there's no one sitting around right now going like, finally, things make sense. Really. There's no one saying that.
Not to
anybody, he listened to any show today, no one's saying that.
No, they're not.
There's no one saying like, you know what? This has finally all kind of come around. Because there's also people going like, okay, exactly what do the collectives do now? Okay, how exactly do they work? Because now they have to be in conjunction with compliance, with the things that go on. There's just so many things with it. Great thing for now, same thing. All this stuff going on, people will say all the time that are Husker fans, man, this is a mess. I go, not for Nebraska fans.
Not so much.
Because they got an 1890, they have money, they have a fan base, they have all these things going for them. Nebraska's way at the top of the list.
They are. The clearinghouse is the part of this conversation that seems the most troublesome to me. I don't know how you're going to make that work.
Then it also,
the first time you reject a player... And here is this, the lawsuit's coming. You can just see it a mile away. Yep. I mean, a high dollar player, especially at some desperate school that needs a guy and is willing to pay him a bunch of money and then gets rejected. That's when the lawsuits start coming, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's no way around it. Just imagine also the part that keeps getting left out too, that everyone keeps saying, hang on, how's this going to work, is Title IX.
Well, there's that element, too.
There's a whole other element.
That's about the fourth thing on the list of issues, but that's an issue.
It's an issue.
Right.
It's a major issue, especially when you start dividing money up.
Yeah.
You know, when you start dividing up 75, 15. Right. So.
But, Bill, my understanding on that was Title IX, what it's about is participation, not pay.
Until there's something that doesn't add up. There'll be something that doesn't add up.
Yeah.
And then
it'll get tested.
It'll get tested.
Yeah.
When we come back, Sip will provide us an update on the camps you witnessed this weekend.
Camps, yes.
Next, an early break in the Ticket.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.